Hi, everybody. This is Time Link from the ATS Podcasting Network, and I have found a pretty convincing government leak of the Aurora spy plane. And yeah, I'm here to share this information with you. All right. This is out of the Air Force Research Lab in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Ohio, and it's an article written by a guy in this lab that basically gives some info on future projects, like concepts and stuff like that. And I have found a concept picture that looks pretty much like the Aurora. I mean, a lot of people have different views on it, and yeah, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty much like it, and it's odd because this is becoming straight out of a government website. Not like necessarily straight, but it has a link to a government website. And yeah, it said it was written by Mr. Douglas J. Dolvin of the Air Force Research Laboratory's Air Vehicles Directorate wrote this article, and they even have a little phone number and everything. Alright, so the website I found this at is at www.afrlhorizons.com/briefs/SEPT02, you know, September 02, /VA0210.html. Again, that is www.afrlhorizons.com/briefs/SEPT02/VA0210.html. And I'm just going to read exactly what they say for it. Okay. Alright. It says, the second integrating concept is the LRSA, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the picture that I'm talking about. And it says, a system of systems to provide responsive global force projection and precision force application for military utility in the 2020 or more time frame. The program is in the requirements analysis and concept definition stages. The Air Force has formed a joint government and industry team to generate air vehicle configurations and a common theater campaign model to assess effectiveness against future threats. Key technologies will enable rapid global delivery of force from bases located in the continental United States. Researchers are examining solutions that span the Mach range from supersonic through trans-atmospheric. Now, if anybody knows what trans-atmospheric means, please let me know. Additional attributes of the system will be a sufficient complement of stealth and speed to penetrate next-generation integrated air defense systems, defeat fixed and hardened targets, and neutralize asymmetric threats. The Air Force is also examining the need for a new global strike system to provide operational capability in the 2020 to 2025 time frame. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this sounds pretty much like an Aurora type of vehicle. Trans-atmospheric speed and stealth and, yeah, to penetrate next generation integrated air defense systems. So basically like AA fields and stuff like that. Defeat fixed and hardened targets. Like, they're probably thinking about bunkers, like enemy HQ bunkers or something crazy like that. So basically what this thing is saying, yeah, what this guy thinks the Aurora is right now, it's basically saying the Aurora will be an LRSA, which is a long range strike aircraft, which is probably pretty much the same as an F-117. Well, you know, it's high up in the air, nobody can see it, and it can shoot something down from quite a distance. But the main interest of this whole article is the picture that's on the bottom of the page. It has an Aurora, and personally, this is what I want the Aurora to look like whenever it comes out, if it does come out. It's just basically, you know, a triangle. Yeah, it looks like an arrowhead, actually. It looks like an arrowhead with a smallish bulge in the center where I guess the cockpit should be. And yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of people have been talking about the Aurora will have these pulse wave detonation engines or something like that. And right now, it looks like for its afterburners, what I think are the afterburners, it has these little smallish jets coming out of it. So I'm thinking it might be like they might have like the afterburner compressed or something like that. So, you know, it just pressurizes it, shoots it off. But yeah, this side is pretty cool. It goes through this whole 3-hour speech about what this thing is supposed to do, and it's pretty cool. I'll give you the website one more time. www.AFRLHorizons.com/briefs, like the underwear, /SEPT02, like September 02, /VA0210.html. And so I guess it's just like article. Yeah, it's like an article, I guess, was written for this particular base. And yeah, Wright-Patterson in Ohio. I don't know if this if civilians were supposed to see this, but it was pretty obscure. I was just my friend told me about this website, and he said that he was searching for Aurora stuff to see if he can get any cool pictures for a school project, actually. And he said this was like on the 28th page in Google or something like that. And once again, personally, I thought this was a pretty cool article, so I just brought up this podcast so I can let you guys know about that. And alright, everybody have a great Thanksgiving day, and until next time, bye bye.